Ekama pottery is distinguished by very thin walls, a difficult technical achievement without the use of the potter's wheel. The pots were made by molding the base and stacking rolled coils of clay. The shape of this ceramic water jar resembles examples dating between 1830 and 1890. This piece is unusual because it represents an Ekama adaptation of Zuni designs, showing an artistic interchange between neighboring tribes of different language groups in the Southwest. The floral motif and swirling rainbird are more typical of the Zuni, but the red base and other details help identify this as an Ekama pot from New Mexico. I'm Susan Milbrath. I'm curator of Latin American art and archaeology at the Florida Museum of Natural History.